Hello again from Beyond the Estuary. This week I'm looking at a couple of poets that I've come across during the week that I'd like to share with you. There's no particular theme, I suppose, except that looking back, it turns out that they're male poets and they're writing about men. And the first poet I'd like to look at is C. Dao Young, an American poet of Asian and Latino descent. And he's a poet and writer, and he's also a doctor. I wonder how he's going at the moment. I guess he's doing more doctoring than poetry. He grew up in South Florida, and his early work was inspired by the landscape around there. And here you'll hear him reading a couple of poems at a 2014 poetry festival. C. Dao Young.
The bridge. I love. Wouldn't we all like to start a poem with I love? I would. I mean, I love the fact there are parallel lines in the word parallel. Love how words sometimes mirror what they mean. I love mirrors. And that stupid tale about Narcissus. I suppose there's some narcissism in that. You know, narcissism, what you remind me to avoid almost all the time. Yeah, I love narcissism. I do. But what I really love is ice cream. Remember how I told you no amount of ice cream can survive a week in my freezer? You didn't believe me, did you? No, you didn't. But you know now how true that is. I love that you know my Achilles heel is none other than ice cream. So chilly, so common. And I love fountain pens. I mean, I just love them. Cleaning them, filling them with ink, fills me with a kind of joy, even if joy is so 1950. I know, no one talks about joy anymore. It is even more taboo than love. And so, of course, I love joy. I love the way joy sounds as it exits your mouth. You know, the word joy. How joyous is that? It makes me think of bubbles, chandeliers, dandelions. I love the way the mind runs that pathway from bubbles to dandelions. Yes, I love a lot. And right here, walking down this street, I love the way we make a bridge, a suspension bridge, almost as beautiful as the Golden Gate Bridge, swaying as we walk hand in hand. I want to thank the Dutch Festival, and I want to thank all of you. Torn. There was the knife and the broken syringe, then the needle in my hand, the true cut followed by the night blue suture. The wall behind registration listed a man with his face open. Through the glass doors, I saw the sky going blue to black as it had 24 hours earlier when I last stood there gazing off into space. Into the nothingness of that town. Bat to the head, knife to the face. They tore down the boy in an alleyway, the broken syringe skittering across the sidewalk. No concussion, but the face torn open, the blood congealed and crusted along his cheek. Stitch up the faggot in bed six, is all the ER doctor had said. Queasy from the lack of sleep, I steadied my hands as best as I could after cleaning up the dried blood. There was the needle and the night blue suture trailing behind it. There was the flesh torn and the skin open. I sat there and threw stitch after stitch, trying to put him back together again. When the tears ran down his face, I prayed it was a result of my work and not the work of the men in the alley. Even though I knew there were others to be seen, I sat there and slowly threw each stitch. There were always others to be seen. There was always the bat and the knife. I said nothing, and the tears kept welling in his eyes. And even though I was told to be quick and dirty, to told to spend less than 20 minutes, I sat there for over an hour, closing the wound so that each edge met its opposing match. I wanted him to be beautiful again. Stitch up the faggot in bed 6. Each suture thrown reminded me I would never be safe in that town. There would always be the bat and the knife, always a fool willing to tear me open to see the dirty faggot inside. And when they came in drunk or high with their own wounds, when they bragged about their scuffles with the knife and that other world of men, I sat there and sutured. I sat there like an old woman and sewed them up. Stitch after stitch, the slender exactness of my fingers attempted perfection. I sat there and sewed them up. Thank you.
Yes, a couple of interesting poems there. The first one starts off sort of fairly simply and every day, but ends up in quite a profound moment, I think. And the second poem, obviously from his experience as a medical person, very, very moving, very profound. I'd like to move on now to an Australian poet, and his name is Stuart Barnes, Queensland poet. He was actually born in Hobart in Tasmania and educated at Monash University in Melbourne. And his first book, Glass Houses, was actually awarded the 2015 Arts Queensland Thomas Shapcott Poetry Prize. And he's a very interesting poet and getting a lot of poems published at the moment. And I was very lucky during the week to actually be part of a Zoom poetry reading in which he read selections from his collection. And one poem that he's actually happy for me to play for you today is a poem also about a man, and perhaps I'll just let him explain that. So this is Stuart Barnes reading last Monday evening live.
This is quite a recent one. It's dedicated to the memory of my first boyfriend and friend, Sandy Mitchell, who died in November last year. It's after Shakespeare's Sonnet 29, which was one of Sandy's favourites. And Sandy was an amazing human. He introduced me to a lot of music. He was a conductor, and he scored operas too. And one of the musicians he introduced me to was Blossom Deary, and a number of her songs are threaded through this poem. Sonnet 29. Bruce, unforgettable. But in your eyes, I don't remember, or the New York State Trio, or I don't remember, or cries of boom. But I played the one that tells fate on Sunday afternoon, and Weber's Hope Anthem, and Let Me Love You, you self-possessed while talking about the flexible scope. Dialysis, a thrill to say the least, fearing God again and hell.